Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Friday, December 7th, 2018. On this day in 1963, sports instant replay made its debut during the Army-Navy football game in the U.S. city of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Berlin's traffic senator Regina Günther is not ruling out banning cars from the city center in the future. In an interview with RBB, Günther announced that her office will take a look at how traffic could be diverted. On Wednesday, Günther discussed modern mobility concepts with the mayors of Berlin's twin cities, Paris, Brussels, London, Los Angeles, Moscow, and Beijing. These cities have very different approaches to tackling their traffic problems, and Günther remarked, quote, "Let's learn from that." According to the senator, the old system with increasing numbers of cars in the cities has reached its limits. If more and more cars come into the city, then it creates the opposite of flowing traffic and everyone is in a traffic jam. More intelligent solutions are needed, but the mobility of the future must also be accepted by the citizens of the city. Günther admitted that there are too few offers for commuters and that there is a backlog of investment in public transport, for example, the state of the roads, for which investments had to be eliminated. A feasibility study will soon be carried out to determine whether the Unter den Linden can be kept free of private car traffic. The project is in the coalition agreement. The Berlin Concert Hall's Astra Kulturhaus and Be New are expected to open their doors in January and February of 2019 for one night a week as emergency cold shelters for the homeless. The operator is currently in final discussions with their Berliner Kältehilfe. It is expected that 15 women will be accommodated in Be New on Monday or Tuesdays in Kuverstrasse in Kreuzberg, and 25 men in Astra Kulturhaus on the RAW site in Friedrichshain. The two clubs would like to make their backstage area or anteroom to the event hall available free of charge. The operator of the two clubs, Torsten Brandt, took the initiative at the beginning of the year and approached the organization Gebevo with an inquiry which coordinates the location developments in cold aid. Since then, the club operator and Kältehilfe have met several times to intensify their cooperation. On November 16th, a solidarity party took place in Be New to kick off the cooperation. The proceeds went to Berliner Kältehilfe. The Friedrichshain-Kreuzberg District Office has advised and supported the cooperation partners since the middle of the year. A grant application was submitted to the district to cover the costs incurred. Sarah Luhmann, press spokeswoman of the district office, Friedrichshain-Kreuzberg, thinks it is, quote, great when clubs make such offers and take over social responsibility. And she emphasized, we are happy about every other offer in order to further increase the number of cold aid places. In the cold aid sector, a large number of organizations are involved with offers, such as advice centers, emergency overnight stays, night cafes, soup kitchens, and cold buses. On average, around 920 emergency sleeping spaces are available for homeless people during the cold months. Berlin's social senator Elke Breitenbach of Die Linke announced last week that she would expand the cold aid places for the homeless if necessary. Gebevo estimates that 6,000 to 8,000 homeless people live in Berlin. This year, the cold aid offer started on October 1st, 1 month earlier than usual. On Lützowplatz, a supposed Coca-Cola poster has been advertising against the AfD since Monday. The sign reads, "For a contemplative time, say no to the AfD," and is displayed opposite the Berlin Party headquarters of the Alternative for Germany. The poster is already causing a lot of discussion on social media. Despite the deceptively real look, it is not a political advertising message from Coca-Cola. according to the Berliner Morgenpost, a kind of activist collective called Modus is behind the action. Per a corresponding Modus announcement made available to the Berliner Morgenpost, they state, quote, "We are united by the desire to use our core competencies sensibly in the fight against the current shift to the right, and at the same time by the realization that we are not subordinate to any party or existing organization and do not want to join it." The poster is part of a so-called AFD events calendar, in the context of which artistic actions against the AFD are planned until December 24th, which are to be published on a corresponding portal. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. You can also find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back on Monday. Thanks for listening.